Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good today.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stump road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh. You and me go fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow.
That's Fishing in the Dark by Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and I have the co-founder of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, John McEwen. That is one of my wife's favorite songs, and it is her birthday. Welcome to the Mark White Show, John McEwen.
Well, thank you. And you said my name right.
I practiced on it before we. I actually took a poll of the ladies here in the sewing shop, and I said, is it McEwen? And they said, sounds right to me. We did good.
Well, I'm glad you got the news, man. The news is coming. April 12th is out.
Yes, and I'm glad to be able to talk to you and have this interview available for people to get excited about your album.
Well, you know, it's not a music album. It's not like, oh, I like the song about the girl in the bar, or I like the car chase song, or whatever. This is stories. It's stories like Garrison Keillor, Prairie Home Companion, or King Tut. That the Dirt Band was a group on played behind Steve Martin on King Tut, but King Tut was a spoken word song. Devil Went Down to Georgia was a spoken word song with some singing behind it.
Yes.
I tried to make an entertaining album that it will take you somewhere.
What led you, John, to this spoken word form of music?
I got a review once in 1987 on a recording I did, and the guy said, whoever told this guy he could sing was wrong. And I thought he was a little bit harsh, because I know I'm not a singer, and I know I'm not going to be nominated for a Grammy as a singer, but I like to tell stories. And the Mountain Whippoorwill is a story I've been telling for 50 years. I've done that song. My God, no, 50 years? Let's see. Yeah. 48 years, maybe. But it's something I used to do with the Dirt Band, and it's on this album. And other stories that come along, Hank Williams Sr. used to do Talkin' Blues.
Yes.
One of his is on here from 1948. Fly Trouble. Did you ever sit straight up in bed with something circling around your head? It's what it is. It whizzes by, and it's just one pesky little fly. And anyway, it goes on. It's got a great, great band behind it, too. Like Mark O'Connor, who's a wonderful fiddle player, plays fiddle on it. And anyway, the album came together over a period of years. And I mean years. This album existed. It started 10 years ago.
Wow.
I'm slow. It wasn't right for me to put it out in the middle of Dirt Band Records, in the middle of, and then you remember the Tom Hanks movie News of the World?
I do not, actually.
Well, he put out a movie a couple years ago about a guy that went around the country talking about all the news. It was in 1888 or 1890, before they had the ability to print the New York Times in Kansas City. He'd take the New York Times to Kansas City and read the stories. A lot of people couldn't read, and they had no way to get the news. And he'd tell people the news from New York and Chicago. And in New Orleans, it says here that, you know, I thought, man, I got to get this album done. You know, it's just, I think, a good time for it.
I'm going to say our guest that you're a big poem guy, because a lot of this is poetry that comes from different individuals, Civil War era poems, poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow.
Right.
I'm looking at what you've got as St. Vincent Benet poem.
Yeah, that's the Mountain Whippoorwill. That's really good. And that was written in northern Georgia. I can't remember the town that it was inspired by. Oh, I played there once. But it's a broad range of people, including me. I wrote the first song called the first piece called The Newsman, about a guy I met. I didn't meet him. I was afraid to meet him. He was a paraplegic. We called him crippled back then, you know? That was a bad word, but that was the one we had. And he sold newspapers in Hollywood. He'd drive his little motorbike all over town selling his newspapers, and everybody knew him. I mean, the burned-out rockers that are waiting to try and get another record deal, and the old music people from the alcohol days. And anyway, everybody bought a newspaper from Steve. I don't know his last name. But it's a story about him that I think is one of my best pieces of work.
John, are you a Civil War buff?
Yeah. That's that Henry Wadsworth Longfellow poem was written about an event that happened in the Civil War, where a bullet came out of the forest silently and I heard a thud. Anyway, and I put the music behind it. The music was written right at the end of the Civil War, and I adapted it to this story. The music is Vacant Chair. We shall meet, but we shall miss him. There will be one vacant chair. And that goes on as the story goes on. The story of the killed at the Ford. The guy going down to see the picket guard, and he gets shot. And I don't want to tell you the end. I want you to get the album.
Absolutely. I was going to tell you, my three-time great-grandfather, his name was James Gordon, and there's a newspaper article that I have about him firing the last shot in the Civil War.
And oh, man.
It actually made the newspaper. So, you know, if it makes the paper, it's true, right? But I always thought that was interesting that they even put that in the newspaper, that he fired the last shot in the Civil War.
Wow.
He ended up being...
it wasn't 1925 or something, though, was it?
He ultimately became sheriff of Limestone County, so he was a sheriff here as well, which I think it's interesting to go back into our past and look at the generations and what they did, you know, leading up to where we are today.
Yeah, sure. It is for sure. Nathan Bedford Forrest was interesting character.
He sure was.
Yeah. And anyway, go ahead.
Let's tell people how they can get the album, The Newsman. I want to make sure you have plenty of time to share whatever you want to share with people to be able to let them know how to be able to purchase this album.
Well, I've got them in my car. you can get them from my website signed. And if people are going to buy a physical CD, which is kind of, you know, the numbers of that have gone way down, but this is a nice CD. I mean, it's a wonderful package. And my website is John McEwen, McEwen.net, N-E-T, or .com. It goes to the same thing. And that website has T-shirts, Will the Circle Be Unbroken T-shirts, and other CDs on it and things to look at, or you can get it on Amazon. I don't sign those because I can't get to them. And it's out April 12th and available on streaming services and the like. So I believe that answers your question.
John, what's it like for you as you think about Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and you think about this being the final year and a 50-year run? What does that mean to you to have that longevity with one single band?
Why do you say the final year?
That's what it says here. It says, I find this final year of Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, this album comes in a good space. That's what it says on what I've received from the publisher. It says, I find in this final year of Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, this album comes in a good space. This was a great 50-year run for me, and now it has run its course. It's time for the Newsman.
Okay.
is that not true?
Well, the band has, I haven't been in the group for 4 years. And Jeff emailed me last week saying, well, we're not going to tour anymore, but we're still going to do shows. And it's not our final year. You know, just wait. And, oh, come on. Either pack it in and say it's packed in or don't.
Okay. Well, that's, you know, it kind of confuses me a little bit, but as long as we've got the facts here, I don't want to misspeak on anybody.
No, they are, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band has said that this is their final year of touring. And they're doing a bunch of dates, doing about 50 dates, I think.
Well, that's what we'll say then, in their final year of touring.
Yeah. And it was, it was a wonderful run with complications and difficulties and arguments and laughter and fun and work. You know, I mean, sometimes we travel 18 hours, get there, 18 hours and get there and set up and do a show and then get on the bus and do another 12 hours.
Wow.
And it was rough, but it was okay. I loved it.
That's all you can say. If you love it and you had a passion for it, I'm glad you were able to do it.
Yeah, me too. And then 50 years, it was time to go. 50 years, that's a long time. My gosh.
I'll be 45 in June, so I'm 5 years short of 50.
Oh, man. I'm tired.
But not too tired for people to get the Newsman and sign some autographs,
no,
right?
No, not at all. Right.
We can be tired to a certain extent, but we have to keep rolling while we're still breathing, right?
Yeah, you know, George Burns, the comedian, he was taking dates for when he was going to be 101, and he was going to, but he died at 100.
Wow. Well, Betty White fell short.
Pablo Casals is a great cellist. He was playing at 96 years old.
Wow.
And Willie Nelson's never going to die, I don't think, but he's 90. And
he was just in Huntsville a few months ago.
Yes, he was.
He was in the Huntsville area just a few months ago. I gave tickets to my brother and his wife.
Well, and they heard Whiskey River, take my mind. I played with Willie a bunch. He's a great guy.
Never gets old, man.
He wrote some iconic music. And so I believe that this collection of pieces on the Newsman, some of them are iconic. And in the cremation of Sam McGee, 1906, Robert Service wrote that, and it's been a favorite of people's for many years. And have you ever heard Sam McGee? Ever heard of it?
I never have, and that's what I was sitting here thinking. You're bringing back things that a lot of generations have not heard before, so that's going to be helpful to them, bringing up new stories that they've never heard.
Well, yeah, and they're good stories. They're solid stories. They're really fun to listen to. And I try and mix to where it sounds a little different each time you listen to it. I didn't hear that before. Oh, listen. Oh, there's fire on that. Oh, that dog bark. You know, I use sound effects and music. And write most of the music and use my sound effects library to stick sounds in there. And it's really fun.
I love what you're doing, John.
Well, thank you.
Of course, I wish you all the best, too, with the Newsman. I wish you all the best.
Well, thank you, Jonathan. It's really nice. Oh, I mean, you're not. I'm sorry. Thank you, Mark. Can you edit that out?
I can.
Sorry. Yeah.
You have to talk to too many people. I understand that. I'm not the only guy.
Oh, yeah. You're the one now.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you, John.
Thank you, Mark. And tell your wife hello for me.
I will. If you want to give a shout out, just say, hey, April White, thank you for loving our music. That would be great.
What a pretty name, April White.
April White, that's her name.
Oh, April White, you're such a sweet lady to like the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band music. I hope you like the news band.
We're going to get a copy.
Oh, good.
Well, listen, I'm excited about it, reading the different poetry. My grandmother, I was raised by my grandparents, and poetry was part of their life. And is going to be something different for me.
Well, good. I'm hoping that it hits a nerve. There hasn't been a spoken word record since Devil Went Down to Georgia, I don't think.
Wow.
And you know, it was spoken word. And,
yes.
And King Tut was spoken word, and Old Rivers, and Hank Williams Sr. did some, and I just think it's time.
It is time, John McEwen, and we want people to go to johnmcewen.com and purchase The Newsman, available April the 12th. McEwen is spelled M-C-E-U-E-N, and it's been a real pleasure to have you on The Mark White Show today, John.
Well, like I said to my mom, thanks for having me, Mark. I didn't say Mark, I said Mom.
Mom, I get it. You're most welcome, John. Glad I could have you, buddy.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to you later.
All right. Have a great evening. When we come back, I'll be on Cora's fourth grade field trip at Helen Keller's birthplace, Ivy Green in Tuscumbia, Alabama. And joining me will be the executive director of Helen Keller's birthplace, Ivy Green, Sue Pilkington. I hope you'll stick with me. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Sometimes early showbiz struggle days, well, it seemed like a struggle. It was easy to get down about how slow it was going. We'd been together 7 months and hadn't gotten on the radio yet. Probably hadn't changed my strings more than a couple dozen times by then. And I thought I was well-weathered. In the midst of all those hardships of a new band in the late 60s, we made our first album and started heading out on the road, getting on the road to the airport a bunch, down to LAX. I felt like it was my good fortune to be inspired by one person in particular, a newsman. And he's come to mind so many times over the years. Especially any time when it seemed like what I was doing was tough. He didn't write the news, and he didn't make it. He delivered it. And I'm glad to this day our paths crossed.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Right now, we're coming to you from Helen Keller's birthplace, Ivy Green, as I have with me Sue Pilkington, and she's the executive director of Helen Keller Birthplace, Ivy Green. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Sue.
Thank you so much, Mark. I always enjoy being with you.
Well, it is a pleasure to be here. As I told you, Athens Bible School fourth graders are here today. We went to Joe Wheeler home place and then came over here as part of their field trip. And I know that field trips can be helpful too. This location and having Athens Bible School here today is exciting to me because I always love coming to Ivy Green, and thank you for joining me here on the show.
Well, thank you so much, and like you said, we're always happy to have all groups, but because really and truly, that's how we keep our doors open, is with field trips and visitors that come to the birthplace of Helen Keller.
Can we talk a little bit about what we were talking about, that after COVID, it's been a little bit of a struggle to get schools, and maybe that'll help teachers who are listening. Maybe it'll encourage them to get their classes together, come to Tuscumbia.
Yes, we are very fortunate, or we have been in the past, to have a lot of school children in the spring. But after COVID, it's just like we're probably about 30-40% in field trips that we had before COVID. And you know, Mark, it is so important for teachers to focus on the positive and the things that Helen Keller did, to study about her, because you know, her work is still being done today through the Lions International. When they have their sight program with their eyeglasses, you know, she went to them in 1925 and she asked them to become the Knights for the Blind. At that time, they took on the challenge. So next year, they're going to celebrate their 100th birthday for that. But, you know, it is so important to know that the barriers that Helen Keller was facing have been taken down in so many ways. It's so important.
And I've been substitute teaching lately. So I've been in the schools. And hands-on is always best for kids. Oh, yes. And Helen Keller is such an encouragement and an inspiration if you listen to her story and you understand it. And coming here with the hands-on ability gives those kids an extra boost of encouragement and inspiration, I would say, because they actually can learn from some great tour guides. Yes. That are here on location.
That's so true. And, you know, during COVID, it came out that Helen Keller, it was all fake. That it was, there was never a Helen Keller. It was all of this chat on TikTok. And so I received a call one day from a gentleman, and he asked me if I was aware of what was going on TikTok. And I said, oh, yes, my grandson told me about it. And he said, what do you think about it? And I said, well, the way I look at it, they need to get off their phone and get a real job and learn history. Well, he said, I am a professional TikToker, but I've always loved Helen and Annie's story. And he said, I would love to set up an appointment and us do a tour, and I'm going to post it on my website. And, of course, you know how I am when it comes to Helen. I said, yes, whenever. So he did. And so my grandson called me, and he said, Mimi, did you know that this person is on TikTok, and he gave the story about Helen Keller Ann Sullivan, and you were on it, and you were talking. I said, yes, I know, Garrett. And he said, do you know that he is a professional hockey player, that he only does TikTok on the side? Well, he didn't tell me that when he called in. But anyway, that kind of helped soothe all of this chit-chat about it. But it's really sad to think that children today of all ages have come to the fact that Helen Keller was a myth, and it was nothing true about her story. So we want teachers and others to get the word out. She was a remarkable lady, and she stood for what was right for all walks of life. It didn't matter the color of your skin or your nationality. She was for everyone.
Who keeps up the yard here? It's beautiful.
Well, thank you.
They're really maintaining this well, whoever's doing it.
Well, we have a gentleman that takes over and cuts the yard. And then we have been blessed with the Master Gardeners. They have taken this on as their sole project, the Shoals in our area. And they come in, and they'll be coming in the latter part of this month, 1st of May, and get all the beds and everything trimmed back. But, you know, as you walk out the back door, and I never smell it because I'm here every day. But if a blind person walks out the back, the first thing they'll say is, I smell lemongrass or sage, because their sense is so strong. And they pick up on the herbs and things that we have planted around the birthplace.
There are some things that are coming up, one of which is the play.
Yes.
I know that they had auditions recently, and there were some very happy people who were being included in that this year. So the season is really coming soon. I can tell by your facial expression how quickly it is, even though we're in April, how soon that will be here.
Our play starts June the 7th, and it will run through July the 20th on Friday and Saturday evenings. Now, we will not have a production on the 5th and 6th of July because of all the fireworks that are still being shot off in the neighborhood. We found out about 4 years ago, I noticed that that's the only time around the 4th of July that the cast did not get a standing ovation. And that was on a Friday night. And on Saturday, I was working, and I walked out, and I noticed a gentleman that attended the play that night, the night before. And I said to him, oh, you were here last night? And he said, yes, ma'am. And I said, well, what did you think? And he said, oh, we loved it. He said, but the fireworks were so distracting. You know, he said, I just wish they would honor Helen Keller and not do that during the play. And I said, oh, I know. So I went to the board and I told them, I said, you know, we just need to do something about that. So that kind of gives the cast a little break before the last 2 weeks of the production. But last year we had a gentleman from Italy, and I saw him on Friday night. And on Saturday I looked up, and there he was again. And I said, do you have a twin? Or he said, no. I said, but you were here last night. And he said, oh, yes. And I had to come back one more time. He said, I cried. And he said, it's just so emotional for me. But we always say, you don't see the play, you experience it. It is just a different aura about seeing the play here.
And we want to, since we're talking about that, tell people how to get tickets when the time is right to do that.
Well, we're already taking orders. All you have to do is call and give us a credit card, your name. We'll hold the tickets at the will call table for you, or general admission tickets. We normally have plenty of those. They're $15, and reserved seats are $20.
Excellent. I wanted to talk a few minutes about Camp Courage, and this is an effort, a Helen Keller experience. It's a 3-day program for students rising in the 4th, 5th, and 6th grades, designed to encourage and inspire children with visual and or hearing impairments to develop a greater confidence in their abilities, to form lifelong connections and other students in Alabama, and to create a vision for the future. Where is your heart when it comes to this camp?
Oh my goodness. Camp Courage is probably, out of the 54 years that I've been here, is the most rewarding program that we've ever had. You know, we opened it up to Alabama students, and then we opened it up for students around the United States to come. It's a free camp The children don't pay a dime. The parents don't pay. Everything is taken care of by our wonderful sponsors. And we love when they come here. You know, the opening dinner, they have dinner on the... We used to have it inside, but it's grown so much that now we have it outside. But it's amazing, Mark, when students come. The first night, they really want to just cling to their mother and daddy. But by the end of the camp, which is on a Saturday night, we do a wonderful banquet. And thank God for the UNA students that are graduating or working on their teaching degree with disabilities. And they come over. But, you know, when we first started the camp, oh, we wanted the children to have a Helen Keller experience. Oh, you know, we wanted them to have something with roses and magnolia, but the scents, because Helen wrote about that. So we came up with candles. And then they do pottery. And it's amazing where you see the pottery. I could tell you without even knowing the blind children versus the deaf, because the blind children, well, the deaf children, they just put their clay over a gourd. Basically, that's it. The blind children, they take and cut out different designs all on their bowl. And then we fire it, and then they take it back. Well, I mail it to them for in December for their parents to have a Christmas gift. But we, you know, oh, we wanted them to have the Helen Keller experience. And I never will forget Dr. Vicki Hulsey. She was the professor at UNA. She sat there very quietly when we were talking about starting the camp, which was in 2013. She said, you know, I want the children to have a Helen Keller experience. But I want my six students that I have interviewed that did an essay and explained to me why they wanted to be a part of this camp. I want them to have the Annie Sullivan experience. Well, to be honest, I thought, listen, if we can perform one miracle this year, we'll be happy. But that night at the banquet, when it was over, I looked over and I saw these students embracing their teachers, crying, and asking them to not leave them. I thought, oh my gosh, that is the Annie Sullivan experience. Because when she arrived here at age 20, she stayed with Helen 49 years. She never left. There, it took two hearts to make one, and they became one. It couldn't have been an Annie without Helen, Helen without an Annie. So it is such a rewarding camp, and I would love for you to be our guest for the banquet. We usually will have it in the fall, and we would love for teachers in our area to, if you have a child, they don't have to be totally deaf, totally blind, just hearing or seeing disability. We would love for you to allow them to come to camp, because it is a very rewarding camp, and also for the parents, because we've had parents say, this is the first time in 8 years that my husband and I have been able to go out and have lunch or go to a museum without having to take care of the child. You know, we take so many things for granted. And so it's a great thing for the parents. We have a seminar for them. And so we try very hard. Last year we had 22 campers. We had students from Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama.
That's incredible, and I'd love to be part of that banquet as you describe what's happening for these families. It sounds amazing, and the effect it can have for a child, long-term effect.
That's right.
To have that Annie Sullivan or the Helen Keller experience, either one, would be a great thing to have happen for one of these young people.
Well, what's so amazing is they keep in contact, like with the UNA students or children that they have met. And, you know, when they arrive, they don't want to have anything to do with any child. But before it's over with, they don't want parents sitting at their table. They want to be with their buddies. So, and it's amazing how the blind children kind of lean towards the deaf and the deaf towards the blind. One little boy, the little girl was totally blind, and he was deaf. And I watched him go and cut her chicken fingers and then place her hand on the food. I mean, that's how they help each other. And they feel like they are a part of this thing, you know, that they're not isolated from everyone else. And that's what it's all about.
We could learn a lot from that, can't we?
We learn it every
year. As being human and being kind to other people.
That's right.
Caring about someone more than maybe we're putting someone else first.
That's right.
As opposed to putting ourselves first.
We're all equal in the sight of God. That's what's so amazing.
We want to tell people how they can be a part of Camp Courage. They can go to helenkellerbirthplace.org/camp, and then all the information that someone would need is at that website, correct?
That's right. Or they can just call the birthplace, ask us. We haven't set the date because we've got to work around all the fall breaks and different things, and we have to make sure UNA students are available. But they can always call 256-383-4066, give their name, email address, and I'll gladly send them all the information, the applications and everything.
Before we close out, let's give some credit to those who work up front that are the tour guides. Right now, they're handling the fourth graders from Athens Bible School. They have to have a real passion for this job to do what they do, right?
That's exactly right. And you know, the one key to the success, I truly believe, here at the birthplace, you have a hands-on experience. We have wonderful docents. They do an outstanding job. I don't know what I would do without them. They have to have a love for Helen Keller and a compassion for children. And I have a great staff, that's for sure.
Sue, it's always a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show. You're welcome anytime. And as we move forward toward the play season, I'm excited about that too. We had some great seats last time. Thank you for having us.
Well, you know who to call.
We appreciate that. And my family enjoyed it. Cora loves this place. And my wife, April, she enjoys it. Her birthday's tomorrow. So happy birthday to April.
Yeah.
While I'm on the air, I give a shout out. I forget sometimes to do that. But you're always welcome here on the Mark White Show. And it's a pleasure to always have you here, Sue.
Well, you're always welcome here. And I want you to come to Camp Courage.
All right. Looking forward to it. Folks, we've been talking to Sue Pilkington here at the Helen Keller birthplace, Ivy Green. She's the executive director. Real pleasure to have her here on the Mark White Show today. And I hope that if you're a teacher, if you're an educator and you're out there, maybe you're a homeschool parent and you want to have a place where your young person can have a hands-on experience, I want you to consider Helen Keller's birthplace here at Ivy Green in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Make that trip over here and give your young people that experience. You have some people who are very passionate about their work here at Ivy Green, and I want them to be able to pass that on to your young person so that they can live a life very similar to what Helen Keller did and be a giver, be a person who cares about other people, that looks at all people, as Sue said, equally. And this is one way that you can help your young person do that. So schools, let's get out here to Ivy Green. Let's make it happen. Bring those young people like Athens Bible School. I'm proud of Athens Bible School and their encouragement to have young people come out to Ivy Green today. When we come back, you'll hear another episode of Cora's Corner, so I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm, strawberries.
This is Cammie Kotler, and I played Elizabeth on the Waltons. Cora's Corner is coming up next, so stick around to hear a wonderful story.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
On this episode of Cora's Corner, Cora is reading Quick as a Cricket by Audrey Wood, illustrated by Don Wood. And now, here's Cora White.
I'm as quick as a cricket. I'm as slow as a snail. I'm as small as an ant. I'm as large as a whale. I'm as sad as a basset. I'm as happy as a lark. I'm as nice as a bunny. I'm as mean as a shark. I'm as cold as a toad. I'm as hot as a fox. I'm as weak as a kitten. I'm as strong as an ox. I'm as loud as a lion. I'm as quiet as a clam. I'm as tough as a rhino. I'm as gentle as a lamb. I'm as brave as a tiger. I'm as shy as a shrimp. I'm as tame as a poodle. I'm as wild as a chimp. I'm as lazy as a lizard.
I'm as busy as a bee. Put it all together, and you've got me.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White
and Cora White
encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today.
These are my kind of people.